Blog Talk Radio.
With your hands lifted up, say, say it like this. Take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Release me.
Release me.
Release me.
Release me.
Oh, take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Release me.
Release me.
Oh, release me.
Release me.
Oh, take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Take the limits off.
Release me.
What's up, Chicago? It's about to go down. Come on, y'all. We still here.
Hey, no limit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It is the hottest radio show in the land. Taking the off radio is on the air. That's right. We are on the air, and we are broadcasting live. That's right, live from the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. That's right. That's the home of the TTLO Media Group Studios. One more time, the Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, the birthplace of gospel music, and we're broadcasting live right now today. on April the 6th. Yep, April 6th, 2020. Yep, all my days are running together. Y'all pray for me. But we're going to have a good time today. Great show today. 10 ways to help you live normal when life is not normal. Whoop! We're going to see how it goes. 10 ways to help you live normal when life is not normal. That's our topic of conversation today. I hope you all are ready for it. I'm excited to be here. I'm not sure. My brother Harold Washington looked like he'd been busy all day working on some masterpieces in the kitchen. And so I don't know if he's going to make it here tonight. I was hoping he was showing one of them samples. But I was pretty going to show up with one of them samples. But otherwise, it's all good. Look, let me give you the rundown on how you can be a part of today's show. If you're already listening on the line, all you got to do is put one, that is you to our producer at the best in the land, the one and only LaTanya Hilton, handling everything on that side of the glass. If you don't get to her, you can definitely get to Michelle, the intern, who will make sure you are good to go. Amen. Amen. All you got to do it for those everybody else, you can dial 323-870-4375. Again, call in number is 323-870-4375 is the call in number. If you want to email the show taking the limits off at comcast.net. Again, you can email the show taking the limits off at comcast.net. That's how you can get to us. If you want to follow us on social media, you can do that as well. Follow us on social media. If you want to tweet the show, you can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. That's 2T1L1O. TTLO Radio is where you can tweet the show. If you want to follow us on Instagram, you can do that. Follow us on Instagram, TTLO Radio. 2T1L1O. TTLO Radio is where you can find us on Instagram. If you want to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/TTLO Radio. facebook.com/TTLO Radio is where you can find us there. And then the live stream is up. Y'all coming on in. That's right. Come on in the room. That's right. Get in here. Get in here. The live stream is up and running. You can find us on Facebook. Again, that's facebook.com. TTLO Radio is where you can find us there. Don't forget, we are an iHeartRadio partner, so you can always find us on iHeartRadio media app. Just do a simple search for Taking the Limits Off Radio, and you'll find us there. Not only will you find the TTLO Radio show, but you'll also find, even though they're on hiatus right now, and I'll make a little announcement about that, even though they're on hiatus right now, you can still find replays of the previous shows every Tuesday. Healthy Soul Talk with Kimberly Thomas is at 6 p.m. every Tuesday right here in the TTLO Media Group Studios. You can also find on Thursdays Grindology with Lisette Herrington, normally live at 7 o'clock right here in the TTLO Media Group Studios. You'll find those shows as well. Don't forget. And then on Friday, we come right back with our show again for the TLO radio show on Friday. Also, Kitchen Chronicles is every Tuesday right around 7:15, somewhere up in there with Pat Harold Washington. He's been doing some cooking and some preaching. So God bless him, man. Looking forward to seeing what he's cooking up next. Don't forget, also you can find us on Spotify. You can find us on iTunes. You can find us on any place you can download a podcast. You can find there. Amen. Amen. Look, let me say it like this. I am so excited. I've been in a, I don't want to say lazy mood today because I had to actually school. The preliminary part of school started back today. So we had meetings today. What we call PD, I'm going to say professional. Oh, that's me. Professional. It is professional development week. Thank you. I was going to get out eventually. Professional development week, and that's where we are this week. So we started back. So all of the teachers and learning specialists, teachers assistants, educational assistants. I'm sorry. Let me get all that. Administrative staff. All of the, everybody was in meets that we're doing everything via Zoom because we're getting ready for our distance. Where ours is entitled Distant Learn instead of Remote Learning. It's Distant Learning. So that's what that's where we're going with. So we're getting ready because our school is scheduled to reopen next Tuesday. Well, students are expected to be back in class next Tuesday. So that's the plan. We're going through the process. We'll see how this is going to work out. And I'm just hoping that everything is going to run smoothly. Look, thank you all so much for tuning in yesterday. The Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church broadcast yesterday, man, it was exciting. Yesterday, man, y'all showed up and got our numbers. People were watching. People were viewing. I didn't check to see what the last stats were. I saw something over 600 and some odd views the last time I saw it. But it was a amazing time, man. I am grateful, and as always, grateful for the opportunity to preach any chance I get to give a word from the Lord, man. And I say it again today. I say it like this, rather. Trouble don't last always. Only temporary. It's temporary. It's temporary. It's only temporary. So we had a good time, man, yesterday, man. And kudos to, let me say this real quick, kudos to the associate producer of the TTLO Media Group. TTLO Radio Show, and he's also my personal sound. Let me put it that way. My personal AV. He is my personal AV. I don't care where I go. Jalen is my personal AV, so I know my stuff gonna be right. So kudos to him. If you guys had not checked out the professional, what'd you say? Okay, if you haven't checked out the professional video from yesterday, with the graphics and transitions and everything, it is awesome. And Latanya also, let me make sure I don't throw your hand. But they did amazing work with the graphics and the pictures and everything. And love the way the little start off. She had to say we crashed the book. It was great though, man. I really enjoyed it. It was a good time, man. And I just hope people got again. I'm not really concerned with the views. Let me be clear about that. I'm not concerned with the views. I'm more concerned whether or not people got a message. So at the end of the day, that's always going to be my main concern. I know a lot of people go and they want to see how many people watched and how many people did this. The concern ought to be, did people, what was your message received? And thank you to all of the emails from my Ebenezer Church family, my inbox. Thank you so much. And those of you who hit my email box and Facebook, God bless y'all. Thank y'all so much. Again, it's me. It's all to the glory of God. And for that, I say thank you for that. So it was good, man. We had a great time yesterday. Thank you to, I got to get that girl's name right. That's good. Call her Lala now. I don't like all these nicknames. But kudos to her for coming over and ministering her gift of singing today and just everything, man. It was just a really, really good time in the Lord. One thing I could see this, and I think I got inspired by Mike last week, Michael Henderson. Last weekend, I preached just like every seat was full. It didn't matter to me. I preached like I was making eye contact with everybody in the room. And like all 1,100 seats was full. That's the way I felt about it. So because if I think about it the way if I think about it in terms of spiritual, God was in every seat. So I'm good. So I was all right because God was here. So again, man, I'm just grateful for the opportunity today, and that. So all right, let's talk about some stuff, man. So we are in day, I believe the report says we're in day 21 of the shutdown, as we're calling it, the lock-in, if you want to call it. We're in day 21, and today I don't know if you all saw it. They released some startling some startling news today. They did. They released some startling news. It was, it's kind of crazy when you look at all of the people, when they put out the people who are being affected the most by this pandemic. And so far in the city of Chicago, I believe the number, please correct if I'm wrong, 72% of the deaths have been black. 72% of the deaths have been black, African American. 72% of the deaths have been African American. I want to take it a step further. And it was kind of eye-opening. Y'all know I have not been, I took the thing seriously because, you know, I'm stupid. I go to the store and I need to go to the store and that's it. It ain't like I'm just out to be out. I go to the store when I need to go to the store and then I go back in the house. I come here because I feel like I need to do the show from here. Yes, I could do the show from home and in the office and do all that stuff, but I'd rather do the show from here. And it gives me a chance to just get some air, you know. So I'm good. But I want to say this, man. It is they released this map today. It's been on the city of Chicago's website, and they released a map of the zip code of those affected city of Chicago the most. And I want to say it was somewhat eye-opening to see the zip codes, the areas. I'm trying to pull it up so I can give you the deal. Okay, here it is. Confirmed cases. Confirmed case rate for COVID-19. Here's the thing, too. I'm going to give y'all some info. So, you know, all the lovely transitions and stuff that you all on the Ebony the Broadcast, we were going to do that here, but unfortunately, that software is for iOS users only. Everybody knows me, know I'm a fan of anything Apple. So, nothing that operates any of this broadcast is Apple. So, that's why that particular. Because otherwise, I would love to be able to slide this map up on the screen for y'all. But you can get the map. I'll make sure that we give, if you don't have it, let me do this real quick. I'll send it to, come on, act right. All right, I will send it so Tanya can post it for you all, the map. But I want y'all to get this, man. This thing, looking in the zip code for who's been affected, it actually makes you open your eyes and think about things a little bit differently. I just want to read some zip code that hit close to home for me. So can I blow this up so I can see? Thank you so much. All right. So 606. So they have these things shaded out. Right? They have them darkened. The darker they are, the greater the infection. So the darker they are, the greater the infection. So let's just take, for instance, 60653. 60653. That's the studio zip code. 60653 is the studio zip code. It is next to the dark shade. It ain't the darkest, but it's next to the darkest. Okay. 60609 is that the lightest? Yeah, 60609 is the lightest blue, right? That's my zip code where I live, right? Right. 60624, y'all ready for this? 60624 is just as bad as 60653, but 60624 is where my school is. 60624 is where my school is. And then let's see, 606. That's also where my mom lives too. 60644 is also. Oh, that's just as bad. So these are the COVID cases. And here's the issue with that, right? These are only those that have been confirmed, meaning tested. That's telling us how many total people have it. This is just those that have been tested, and the test has came back positive. So even these numbers are skewed because these numbers don't give us a full understanding because, again, in Illinois, we are still behind on testing. And right now, you just can't get a test. You have to meet a certain criteria to get a test. You have to meet a certain criteria to get a test. So I don't even know if you know, the way they have this thing set up right now is crazy. But when you look at certain areas where there's no proven test yet, or it's very light. Let me not say it that way. It's very, very light. But some of the darkest areas, watch this, are up north. 60645, that's way north. And then some of the other ones are, the other dark ones are south. So again, and I know people are saying, and I want to chime in on some conversation, because folks saying it's black folks that's out, we the only ones that's outside, you the only one. No, that's not true at all. That's not true at all. Folks are out everywhere. It's white folks out jogging, white folks out walking, they multiple dogs, and they are outside doing everything. Now, I'm not saying hang outside, but outside. Folks are out. So, again, I told y'all, I come out. I have two purposes for coming out. Coming to the show and going to the store when I have to. That's it. Coming to the show and going to the store when I have to. So, you know, that's where we are, man. But I am a little bit, this map makes you look at things and you go, wow. And it's only, this map only confirms those that have been tested. That's it. Because that information is then given to Chicago Department of Health and you get counted. 60651. Is that what you said? To God? I guess I'm finna be checking people's calls for them. I'll do that for y'all. Hold on. 60651 is a middle. That's middle road. Roughly 100 and some between 154 and 229 cases have been confirmed in that area. Somewhere between 154 and 229 cases. 60153, that's not Chicago, ISIS. I think that's Broadview, if I'm not mistaken. Ain't that right? So I think 6153 is Broadview. This map only covers Chicago. It only covers Chicago. I'm sorry, I don't have the Illinois map, which I did not see today. I should have one. But this map only covers the Chicago proper, not the outs, not the city limits. Yeah, so it's messy though. It is messy, but you know what? I as I said yesterday, when I preached, I don't see this thing the way I don't see this in a scary light, right? Because I see this as a time for God to do some amazing things. That's the way I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it as God doing something amazing. And that's how I'm going to continue to view it. Oh, 60153 is Maywood. Okay, well, again, that's not covered. Sorry. Thank you, though, Shiani. I knew I was close. Broadview, Maywood, you know, all the same. Don't tell them that. They can get mad. But it is an interesting what website can you see this? You dropped it in there, didn't you? Oh, it comes up as a PDF. So if you go into if you just got, who is that? Nicole, Nikki, Miles. If you drop that in there, I'm sorry. If you just got in, you probably missed it. But we'll drop it in there again. Or they can scroll up when I'm in late. Oh, I know. Okay. But yeah, you can do that. What though? Here, I can get this. Will be that way. People can do it this way. Copy. I'm gonna send you this. This is just the the other version of it without the where's the thing at? Come on, without the yes, I'll leave the page. Thank you. Without the, it takes them to the website, and then they can click on the link themselves if they want to. Let me see if this works. Nope. Anyway, I just think people ought to, you know, y'all just, you know, you want to take precautions. You want to take precautions, but you still want to make sure. Don't, you know, I tell people, we're not about to live in fear, or it is the same thing. We're not about to live in fear. We're not about to do any of that. But we just, you know, you want to live your life. You want to be careful. You don't want to go out and be stupid, right? You're not going out and hang out. You're not going to people's house parties. Let's not do that. Now, I do have a problem with that. I saw people today talking about, I saw a post on Facebook, get together, hit my inbox. What? See, first of all, I'm not even going to blame the person throwing the party. I'm blaming you for being stupid and gone. How about that? I ain't going to blame the person that's opening their doors for the party. I'm blaming you for being stupid enough to go. It's like they tell people, you, your quarantine space, you know, throw your party with the people you're in the house with. Don't invite new people in, right? Because you're just adding to the mix. I'm not, again, I understand how boring it can be. I understand how depressing it can feel. I understand how separated we feel. But we cannot be so to want to do something before it's time. Okay? All right. There was something else. Man, and just to talk about it, man, this thing has hit home so many areas. I'm praying for one of my church members, one of my former church members. She's actually one of my bowling team people. She's on our bowling team. So we're going to keep her lifted up in prayer. Sister Pat Lewis. And then we lost a league member over the weekend. To COVID over the weekend. So, man, this thing is hitting. It's close enough, right? It's close enough. It got to get no closer for me to know it's real. And I'm not going to get into all the extra stuff. You know, it is and it ain't. It is and it ain't. It's a virus, and that's all I'm going to say. Ain't got nothing to do, nothing else. And I'm going to leave it there. It's hard for me to leave it there, but I'm gonna leave it there because it ain't got nothing to do with nothing else. But you know what, man? I serve a God who can overcome anything. Who can overcome anything, man? So look, if He overcame the cross, what can Corona do? Y'all, that'll preach by itself. That's a good sermon. If He overcame the cross, why are you worried about Corona? Huh? I think we want to make sure that at least we're being careful with what we're doing, and even we're out, that we're careful to you know, again, it's all about hygiene. At the end of the day, this will be called hygiene, the hygiene virus. This is going to be the hygiene virus, because this thing only spread because of poor hygiene. When, at the end of the day, this thing spread not from people sneezing. It ain't that. But it's from people sneezing into their hands and then not washing their hands. It comes from, it's like with any germ. You know, you have to be diligent about your hygiene, and you know, clean hands are a major thing. And you know, if nothing else, there's a lot of good that comes with this, right? Because people are going to recognize, man, this is going to be, and maybe it's a great, you know, it's setting a standard for cleanliness. Like, how many times are you washing your hands now throughout the day? Well, some of y'all got OCD, so y'all feel like y'all ain't had nothing to do with this. My OCD people, y'all feel like y'all ain't had nothing to do with this, because y'all feel like, hey, look, man, I wash my hands 75 times a day. I know this wasn't on me, and that's fine for those people. I get it. You know, then again, I do people, you know, unfortunately, you know, and it's a sad thing to see, but I've been in the restroom with a nasty fool who come out of the stall and walk right past you and walk out the door. I've seen it at school. I've seen it at the bowling alley. I've seen it in the stores. I've just seen it, period. It's just nasty. And that's what this is, man. So I need y'all to be careful of that. Did y'all see the Lori Lightfoot press conference today? I'm liking the person I voted for more and more every day. Y'all know I'm for Lori, right? I want y'all to know that I did vote. I let it be known that she got my vote over the sugar tax lady. But Lori, she plays the game. So she took some questions. And the first question, mind you, she's talking about how African Americans are affected the most in the city right now by the virus. That she put this out there. She's trying to, you know, put some hope out to people. The first question they gave her, the reporter, was about a picture of her that was posted of her getting her hair cut after she put up, a Facebook post about how everybody else is, you know, y'all have to wait to get your hair cut. You know, I know people are, desperate to get the haircut. And that was the first question he asked her, was about whether or not she should have been getting her hair cut. Now, mind you, her barber was covered. She was covered. And all of that. Why is this still doing that? Emails. Sorry. We got some different stuff hooked up. But the what happened is this. So he kept asking her about a haircut. And so she answered the question twice about the haircut. And she says, well, first of all, she says, I'm on television every day. And when I stand on television, I'm representing the entire city of Chicago. She says, I didn't like the way my hair was looking. I got my hair cut. Okay, you can't be mad, right? You cannot be mad. You can't be upset or none of that. I'm not mad at Lori. I like Lori. Lori is doing, she is doing her business, and she is out there every day. And I just love her leadership style because it's kind of no nonsense. So the best part of the interview though was at the end. So after she said thank you and she walked away from the microphone, she's talking to some people on the side. So the camera follows her to the side. So she's talking to the doctor who came up to the podium and a couple other people. Oh, Marsh Hatch from New Mount Pilgrim was on. And she talked to him. He's lost two family members, I think two sisters, if I'm not mistaken, to this thing. So he was on and talked. And then as she's getting ready to walk out, the reporter asked her again about the haircut. She turned around. She says, are you really that concerned about my hair? I can't say what she said because, she's been known to slip up. She let him have it. She says, you really questioning me about me getting a haircut. Like, really? Right? You don't think that the people on the news are getting their hair curled up a little bit before they get on the camera when they still go to the studio? I know some of them do it themselves, but they, somebody is getting that, they get stuff done for them. Somebody is still there doing big things for them. So, I understand you can't go to the barbershop unless y'all are going in back door. How many places? I know y'all can't go to the barbershop. Like you were at home like Red Man. Hi. I was. I was. Every time you say something, I was yelling at the TV. I really was. So I don't like the foolishness, man. Just leave people alone. She's trying to do. She's doing her job, and she's doing an amazing job at that. So y'all move on and get y'all some bits and leave Lori alone. I just saw my other mama, Pat Lewis, is on, and Pat, we praying for you. And I know she gonna do this thing because that's a praying woman. So we praying for you, Pat, and I mentioned you in my sermon yesterday, and I hope you saw your folks on whatever hospital floor they had you on. I hope you busted out a song and gave them a song too while you was on the floor at whatever hospital room they had you in. I hope you gave them a song or two. Because she said, when I talked yesterday morning, say she ain't been able to sing, but she felt singing yesterday. So I hope you belted out one or two while you're sitting in there. Huh? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Look, so that's pretty much that's everything that I had. You know, as far as that, it's Holy Week. So yesterday kicked off the beginning of Holy Week. Now, I'm not going to get into a whole lot of discussion about Holy Week, because y'all know how I feel about this whole thing, right? I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. It's not about how I feel. I go with what the Bible says. So you know, we have Holy Week as we know it in church. As we know it in the church, we've been taught that Holy Week was, this is the week starting from Palm Sunday. We call it Palm Sunday. There's no reference in the Bible, Palm Sunday. The time that Jesus entered in Jerusalem when they laid down palms. I don't know where it says in the Bible that it was on Sunday. I'm just speaking biblically. Don't get mad. I'm speaking biblically. Oh, now I'm breaking up. Am I? Oh, it is the same thing, though. Okay. All right. I just saw Dr. Thompson's post. Okay. we're going to figure that out. Anyway. Does what it does. I hear it myself now when I listen to I'm listening to a version of it here like y'all are. So, yeah, I'm not sure why it's breaking, and that probably explains why it's the numbers are dropping off too. So, because I wouldn't, I wouldn't want to listen to it either. It's very irritating. I don't know what it is, but it's very irritating. But here's the deal with Holy Week. Nowhere in the Bible does it say anything about Palm Sunday. It tells us about the people in Jerusalem laying the palms down as he entered into Jerusalem, right? That's all it tells us, was that he, you know, that was the thing. He entered into Jerusalem. All right, so you know, it's Holy Week goes from what we call, and I say we, not the Bible, what we call Palm Sunday to Resurrection Sunday. Palm Sunday to the resurrection, from Resurrection Sunday. Okay. So, you know, you have the entry into Jerusalem, right? All right, that goes, and sure, y'all got a sermon yesterday about from preachers, pastors preaching on Jesus' entry into the church, into Jerusalem. All right. Then on Monday, according to what you all have been taught, on Monday was the day that he came in and he saw them selling stuff in the temple, and he flipped over tables because they were selling diseased animals instead of the pure stuff. They were selling diseased animals. That was Monday. All right. Tuesday was when he went to the Mount of Olives. Right, that was the next day, Tuesday. Tuesday he went to the Olives, right? All right. Then you have, now watch this now. Then you have something called Holy Wednesday. Right. Exactly. Yeah. I don't know where you got it from. I'm just telling you this what you got. Holy Wednesday, right? All right. But then you get, all right, then that's day, Holy Wednesday, day four. Day five is Passover and the Last Supper, which is Thursday, which is known to some of y'all as, I don't know if you ever heard this term, excuse me, Maundy Thursday. Moundy Thursday, M-A-U-N-D-Y. Moundy Thursday, M-A-U-N-D-Y. That's the day of the supposed Passover and everything. All right, that's Thursday. All right, day six. They're saying it all took place at the same time. The trial, the crucifixion, death, and the burial all took place on what y'all know and what y'all call Good Friday. Right? That's what y'all call it. Good Friday. All right. Saturday was supposed to be the day in the tomb. Here's the problem. Y'all can count with me, right? So Friday, death, burial, resurrection. Saturday was the day in the tomb that was guarded by the Roman soldiers. All right. And then Sunday, according to what we all been taught, was the resurrection. Now, as my great grandmama used to say, I've been by the school though. And let me count it. One, a two, a three. I didn't count 3 days. I know, Shante, I'm sorry. Y'all pray for me. I ain't going to say it no more. I'm going to leave it alone on Friday. I'm done. However, this is the Passion Week. Let's just call it that. This is Passion Week. So this is the week of that all things happen. We're not going to argue about the days. We're not going to argue about the days. We're not going to go back and forth about the days. We're just going to discuss the fact that, again, our concern is that he came, he died, and he got up. I ain't going to argue about the days. We'll talk about Good Friday on Friday and not let that go. When we travel another praise party. So, when we try. Facebook, matter of fact, look at how Facebook do. And then we move on. Y'all know we had a good praise party on Friday. We was getting it in. And Facebook, muted my entire, all of the music sets from Friday. They muted all of the music set Friday off my video, all of them. So if you go back and try to look at Friday's video, you'll only get the beginning of the music and the end of the music. So it's all muted out. It's just blank, no sound, no nothing. And then it comes back on. And it's crazy. What bothers me is that I watched DJs in Chicago and in places. I mean, play full on out whole sets. Sundance, by the way, and congrats to old Sundance, went 2 hours the other day. And I mean, she was getting in. Her video is still up, and it ain't nothing. What the deal is? Why they come to us the way they do? But we may try it again on Friday if I don't think of something else between now and then. Because it is right before resurrection when we celebrate the resurrection on Sunday. And then it's a huge thing, man. You know what? Oh, kudos. Let me say this real quick. For those people, man, who did the virtual communion on yesterday, man, I was reading a lot of the posts from a lot of preacher and pastor friends, man. Everybody's stuff looked great yesterday. Having communion and going through the communion ritual, it looked great. And I'm glad that people. I'm like, please hope that don't mess up the screen. I'm glad that people took the time to through the process of having the communion service yesterday, and those that were able to participate in it. It was wonderful. Glad that people were able to get out and get their communion, was able to come back and get it. Those who weren't able to get it, they took the time to make their own. I saw people posted their pictures online yesterday. They posted their pictures online yesterday of them and their elements. It was great to see the pictures from people. It's really cool to see. So I'm happy for you all, for those of you who were able to do that and partake in the Lord's Supper yesterday. It was a great, great, great time. All right. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, We're going to jump into today's conversation. 10 ways to live, to help you live normal when life is not normal. I'm going to get started with Ricky Dillard right here. Going to take us back a little bit. We're going to get that. Oh, I guess I need to push that over here. Genius. All right. Y'all ready? All right. Be right back, y'all. T-L-O. There is no way. Come on. There is no way. There is no way. There is no way. Oh, I should let this part go, but I'm going to move on. I'm going to move on. Ha! Ha! That's it. Over! All right. Let me leave that alone. Let me leave that alone. Let me leave that alone. We are coming on back. We are coming on back. TTLO Radio Monday, Missional Monday, as we like to call it. I have this great article today, Ten ways to help you live normal. That's our topic of conversation for today, and hopefully we're going to help y'all because these are some trying times. So hopefully this article is going to be a lesson. Jump into it. The writer says this. The writer is Dan Ryland. We've done quite a few of his pieces on the show before. But the writer says these words. He says these words. He says, I've been thinking about the stresses and pressures we are carrying these days, attempting to focus on practical things that help promote mental and spiritual health. He says, how do you live normal when life is not normal? How do you live normal when life is not normal? I feel like I'm preaching. How do you live normal when life is not normal? He says, whether you are a church leader, a parent leading your family, leading in the business arena, we all need to lean into what helps us think and live healthily so we can better care for and lead others. This does not dismiss the reality of the situation. Okay, so this article does not, nor does he try to belittle or dismiss the reality of the situation. He says there's no question things are happening in our world, and COVID-19 is at the top of the list right now. My suggestion is do not pretend to make big problems. He says my suggestions do not pretend to make big problems magically disappear, but they do help us keep leading with a positive spirit. Also, this does not dismiss the need to be vigilant. He says the vast majority, you don't point in at the, saw where they at? Saw where the 10 points are? Oh, I mean, yeah, because the three are not PowerPoints. I didn't know if you saw it. I know you didn't put them in there. I'm letting you know. Okay. The need to be vigilant. He says the vast majority of our time and attention is needed to handle what is not normal in our midst. However, we must remain strong, human, connected, and reminded of little things, the important things that make solving big problems worthwhile. And then he says, the other thing not to dismiss is the need for us, our focus, to be on the hope of Christ. He says, Jesus is and has always been the one who promises to help us with what we cannot solve. Oh, that's good. He says, he is the giver of wisdom to solve problems, strength to endure challenges, and hope in our ultimate destiny. He goes on to say, I'm offering some everyday things that really do help. The calmer, poised, and at peace you are personally, the better you can lead the people of God that God has given you responsibility for. All right. Let's jump into this. 10 ways to help you live more normal. Ready? All right. Here we go. What's normal? He says, I know, but each of us has a normal, our normal, and when it's disrupted, we know it. Come on now. He says, the goal is not for you to do all again. Select the ones that are most helpful to you, and don't let this be a task. Let it be life-giving. So y'all ready? Here we go. Number one says, establish a new routine. We're going to establish a new routine in this abnormal situation we've been put into. Establish a new routine. He says, we are creatures of habit, and routine is essential. And a routine is different than a rut. Routine brings stability so we can remain healthy and more productive. A rut is when you are stuck, not going, and not experiencing spiritual health. Oh, that's good. That's good. He goes on to say, most of us have recently had our own our routines blown up. Some of you have kids at home that would do it. He says, you love kids, but that's a big routine breaker. Then add the fact that perhaps all of you are home all the time, nothing further needs to be said. So what do you do? He says, modify family systems, make new plans, set new routines. And I highly encourage you to organize and simplify. That won't solve all your problems, but it helps you lift your spirits. And candidly, it will give you something where you can see immediate and tangible results. And in time, come on now, when it feels nothing is in your control, it will help your mental health and overall disposition. Can we talk for a hot moment, just so y'all get this, man? You gotta have some semblance of a routine. The worst thing you can do, watch this, I'm guilty, is allow the change to change your routine. Don't miss this. Don't allow the circumstances to change your routine. Meaning, here you go. You know, normally, those people had to get up and go to work, and you had to work in the morning. You get up, you either work out, you shower, you do something, right? The part of your routine, and then you get up and you dress. You know, okay. After the first day or so, you know, now you ain't got to get up and go to work, especially if you're even working from home. Are y'all still getting up at 6 o'clock, at 7 o'clock in the morning and showering? Let's say you get up at 7 o'clock because you don't have to go to work. Now you're getting up at 9 to 10. Are you getting up and doing the stuff you're supposed to do that you normally would do, or are you now allowing the circumstances to dictate how the rest of your day is going? Are you now sitting around on the couch? I can't tell nobody but me. Are you now sitting around on the couch, you know, in your pajamas at 2 o'clock in the afternoon? Telling on me. Are you sitting around in your pajamas? You know, are you, how many times do you find yourself going in the refrigerator? I'm just talking to me. Because what I found is that when you break routine and you allow the circumstance to dictate the routine, you got problems. Right? Parents, the writer talked about having kids at home. Look, I don't feel sorry for none of y'all at home after having to deal with y'all kids since August. I don't feel sorry for none of y'all that's got y'all kids at home. None of y'all. But what you need to do is establish some routines. Get your kids up to bed. Have them doing something school-related from the hours of at least from 9 to 12. Give them a half day, then give them an early dismissal. At least have them doing something from 9 to 12. Or you break that thing down and say, you know what, you owe me a half hour out of every hour. From 9 until whatever. Make them do some work. Make them do some things that keep them on some semblance of a schedule. Horrible. I know, y'all. I'm sorry about the sound of picking up, y'all. That's Facebook is doing. Facebook is doing something. But now that I think about it, it might have just hit me. But we'll see. I want to make a change in something, and I'm gonna do that, and I'm gonna do it when we get to number five. Number two says, reach out to your friends. 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 It says, you're probably close touch with your friends and colleagues you connect with regularly. I'm suggesting that you consider friends and colleagues that you haven't talked with, or texted, or messaged on social for a long time. Reach out and check in. Let them know that you're thinking about them. A text, any method is great. Marco Polo is a great app you can use. Wow, Marco Polo's still around? take a moment to pray for them and let them know you pray. Don't make it a project or a task or on your do list. Consider it a privilege to encourage someone today. This will warm your heart and lift your frame of mind. You know what I had an idea about, though? I didn't think nothing about Marco Polo. But you know what I did? Marco Polo was one you could record messages on, right? Video, right? This is what I'm thinking would be really great to help people. And I know this is breaking up. I'm thinking about killing this video and restart the video over here. I'm just curious about something. Moving this plug, the connection to this camera. I'm just curious about something. I'm just curious. But this is what I was thinking about doing. I think it's a great idea. Your friends that you pray for, you know what would be awesome? Is if you took our phones and you created a personal prayer for that person that you pray for. Now, you can't do the deacon. You can't do the Sunday morning bowed and body bent prayer, because that you ain't going to be sending that file. But if you were people that you're thinking about, say, hey, you know what, I'm thinking about you, I want to pray for you, or do that just to send a quick prayer to somebody to let them know you think about them, that might just encourage some people. Right? That might just encourage people. It's something to think about. All right, y'all, this is what I'm going to do. For those of you on Facebook, I know it's only 5 of us y'all on there right now. I know up to 20-something at one point, and everybody fell off. So this is what we're going to do. Brother Al Ingram on the watch party. I'm going to end this watch party over here. Let me do that first real quick. I'm going to end this watch party over here. Y'all forgive me. I'm going to end this watch party. I'm going to start a new one. And then I'm going to end the live feed over here. And then we're going to come right back, right? I just want to change something. I want to see if the connection matters. You know, it hit me when I'm in the middle of the show. And this is what, you know, just blame on Dana, because this is what Dana do. So I'm going to end the watch party over here. Be back in a few, y'all. End the watch party. Yep, over there. And then I'm going to end Facebook Live over here. Those of you listening on Blog Talk Radio, God bless you. God bless you. Those of you listening on Blog Talk Radio, we're about to take a quick break so y'all won't be without nothing. I'm going to let y'all get some of this right here, this Ricky Dillard victory.
clap your hands right here. Come on.
Yeah.
Somebody declaring you right. Oh, but my circumstance giving me another chance. Somebody holler, you right. Now I'm going to sing tonight. I know y'all came to hear me sing, but God came to hear you sing. Open your mouth, say, oh, but my circumstance giving me.
over. Tell your neighbor, be careful now, be careful now, be careful. Tell him, when I think about his goodness and all he's done for me, I got a hallelujah. It's the highest praise. My, 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 my.
So important, people of God, to get into the very presence of God. Nothing else matters now. In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies. I see His presence. I'm in His presence. While I'm there thanking Him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, He will supply. I believe tonight somebody just wants Him to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need You to move in this place tonight. I just need You to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now.
Hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Of heaven, let it rain, let it rain. Help me, somebody, say it tonight.
All right. So anyway, as I was saying, okay, I'm hearing some humming or something. I don't know what that is. Anyway, y'all, I'm back and trying to have a conversation with y'all. So I'm not going to even try to finish the article this way. This is just not just, you know, I mean, the picture is great. That's that good old Samsung 10, I guess. That's what I do, huh? But anyway, look, I'm going to leave it here. I'll do this. We won number four. We finished four. We should be on five. Huh? I'm not. I don't read the titles. The fifth thing, do one simple thing for someone else. The sixth one was take a break from social media. The seventh one, say what? Right. The seventh was laugh. The eighth one was express gratitude. The ninth one was listen to music. And then the tenth one was pray God's promises of love and hope. So that's what we got. What did you say about the Batman Cup? Dang. Yeah.
My hands in the air.
Anyway, I'm just trying to man, look. Thank y'all. Barry Gordon, bless you, man. I didn't even see that. But I'm grateful. Even though I would blow up and be mad about some stuff, I'm just glad to be able to still sit back and have these conversations. God has been good, man, and we're gonna continue to work. We continue to do what we do. We get it together. I'm gonna figure out what it is. My sound and tech guy is on lockdown right now, so he coming out the house. Even if I go try to go get him, probably wouldn't come out. I'm gonna get out and come out for me though if I go pick him up. And bring it straight here and straight out. That's for this. That ain't for this. Ain't got nothing for me. Them things need. Anyway, y'all. I'm laughing at myself. Let me turn this down over here so I can kill that. All right. So anyway, y'all, this is y'all stay safe, man, and stay safe out here. Cause I got to run to the grocery store now. So y'all stay safe. Y'all are out and doing the things you do. Keep your man, but do this though. I think it's important that you stay in touch with people. Stay in touch with people, man. If it's nothing but a quick text, you don't want no drama though, right? You could even the dramatic people. Just, you know, quick text or whatever. You don't have to partake in long conversation. It's no more than, hey, you know what? Just checking on you. Not cross my mind to open the door for more conversation. It's, hey, just checking on, make sure you're good. And that if you're trying to have conversation with people, that's different. But you got to be careful, man, and give people opportunities, man. Because you never know. People are isolated. Some people are literally in the home alone. They are literally in the house alone. Y'all have to remember that. They are literally in the house alone, and you don't want to be when you're able to have a conversation with the person, man. You should just do that, right? Just do that. It would do you the most. Derek Gordon, man, I love you, man. You my peoples, man. You cool people. I was wondering. I set the camera up backwards so that the stuff would be crooked. Yeah. So I'm reading the comments late. So I'm not seeing them real time with y'all like I normally would because I set my camera the right way. Because for some reason I don't have an option. I looked up to change the mirror when you're on a cell phone. You can only do it on camera, not on video. Samsung took that away. Yeah, don't like that at all. But anyway, man, look, that's pretty much that's all I had for today. I want y'all to stay. Continue to stay prayed up. Don't lose your faith, man. Continue to stay prayed up. Continue to keep the word of God first and foremost in everything that you have going on in your life, man. It's only going to make things better for you. It's only going to make this process go smoother for you. It's not going to get easy. Pat, this is better. I couldn't have a conversation before. I know, Mama, something crazy going on with stuff around here. But I just got excited because you own me. See, so if you own and got a phone in your hand and you paying attention, that means you feeling better. So that worked for me. Prayer definitely does work. But I want to keep y'all keep praying, man, because I know we get a lot of bad news. We get a lot of bad news, right, on the air, watching the news, we get a lot of bad news. But there's also good news, right? There's good news. People are recovering from this thing. People are recovering. Everybody that gets this does not die, right? It's not comfortable. It's nothing to laugh about. It's nothing to play with. But I told the people yesterday when I preached, the wilderness was never meant to be comfortable. This time of isolation and separation was never meant to be comfortable. We were not supposed to get comfortable in this. This is to prove us. It is to prepare us. It is to get us ready for the thing that God has for us. It is not for us to lay back and be comfortable. The worst thing we could do in the midst of this pandemic is sit at home with your feet up on the couch and do nothing. That's the worst thing you could do, is to sit at home and do nothing instead of planning and recouping and thinking and retooling and doing some things to change your situation. Are you thinking about something you can do better when you have the freedom to go and come in and please? Are you thinking of you have some ideas that you've been sitting on and you're saying, I don't have the time. Well, guess what? You got 20 today, the sixth, you got 24 days that you ain't got nothing to do. 24 days that you can devote to doing the thing that you said you didn't have time to do. 24 days. This lockdown is right now has extended to April 30th. So you got 24 more days that you could literally be doing something to change the direction of your future. You have 24 days. You have nothing that's pulling you away. You can't say, I got to go to work, I got to do this, I got to do that. Most of you are sitting at home. So you got 24 more days that you can be doing something and planning and designing and diagramming and doing all these things for your life that you could be doing these next 24 days. What are you going to do with these next 24 days? It's a valid question because I have to ask myself that. What are you going to do in these next 24 days? What changes could you possibly make? Do you know what you could do physically with your body in these next 24 days? Right? I'm going to tell y'all something, and I need to confess to my journey to 50 people. I need to confess to my journey to 50 people. That journey to 50 went out the door the minute we went home. I got to tell y'all. That what?
I lost weight.
I didn't say you didn't. You lost some more? Oh, okay. Okay, that's beautiful. Praise the Lord for you. Cause me over here, nah. The journey to 50 fell the minute that we went on like that. Because I'm going to tell y'all right now, y'all need to pray for me. I should have brought them boxes in. I'm going to send y'all a pic later on. Y'all need to pray for me and the chief demon. I have been possessed, infiltrated by the Cheez It demon. I promise y'all. Cheez It groups, y'all need to pray for y'all. Y'all need to pray for it. Pray for the pastor, y'all. Pray for him. Them Cheez Its got something. Is something going on? In them cheeses is a problem. All I have been doing is snacking and eating. I had to stop. So, you know, this morning I was proud of myself because I got up and made me another smoothie. It was good, too. Got up and made me a smoothie and all that. That's why I got to go to the store. I got to get some more kale and some more smoothie ingredients because I'm getting back on. Man, Jerry Thorpe, Uncle Jerry, come on now. Come on, Derek Gordon, confessors of a drum man. I just saw that, Derek. He's confessors of a preacher drum major. Come on, man. That's a good book. what? These are my confessions. I don't even know the words of the song. Yeah, right. But man, look, it's just them cheeses. It's them cheeses. Them cheeses is the huh? The grooves. You want my cheeses? Hey, them cheeses. I got four whole boxes. Four of them sitting at home right now. Four of them, and that ain't counting other cheeses. Like the duo, like the pack that got the mixed the cheddar and the something else. Is it? I don't even know what the other one is.
White parmesan.
Yeah, and with the white parmesan. Come on now. And the white cheddar and parmesan. Come on. Come on. I'm trying to help the people. But seriously. Remember the red ones? I was just a kid. I don't even want them no more. I'm bougie. You know. Right. Come on, Pat. Help me. I'm going to say she's shaking her head. I know. Y'all just pray for me. I tried to stop. I didn't try to stop. I am though. 24 days. Right? You can get back on track for these 24 days. Because truth be told, mama commented on what video? What video? She must be watching the old video. She watching part one. That's why she's commenting and I don't see it. Okay, thank you. Like, what is she watching? What is she saying? She probably saying sound messed up. No. I want y'all to get back on track. We can get on. Oh, that's about the zip code. That's what she's doing. Okay. We can get back on track. What I am disappointed about is y'all, I had this whole Journey 50 thing planned. And my goal was to take this road trip with the fellas for my 50th birthday. Here is the problem. If the country is still on lockdown, and we look like we're still on lockdown, if we're still locked down in 29 days, it's going to be a problem. Huh? My whole single de Mayo, I ain't having no Zoom party. Them Zoom parties is lame. I say that. I don't mean no harm. I mean, you know what? That's wonderful. What I'm gonna do? I'm gonna come in here and throw my father's I'm gonna do it right. I'm gonna come in. You know what it is? I'm gonna come in here. I'm gonna throw my party right from here. Just me, right here. I'm gonna come in here. I'm gonna put on my best suit. And I'm gonna come here and throw a party. I'm gonna pop some bubbly for 50, and that's what I'm gonna do. No, I can't even do it. That's just lame. 50th birthday might be delayed. Like it's gonna be like, you know, celebration got to get moved to July. What? Whose birthday is in July? What month? What sign is that?
Cancer.
And my name is Larry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Cancer's got to move. I think. Just like the banks is pushing y'all's payments back, letting y'all get 30 and 60 day grace period, every birthday, if your birthday fell between March, the we start shutting stuff down, the 21st-ish, or let's say March 15th. If your birthday fell after March 15th, and it goes through March 15th, April 15th, and May 15th, our stuff need to be celebrated in July, August, and September. I'll take August. So that means the legal's got to get pushed back. I think August. I'm not gonna be sitting around turning 50 and got to be sitting around chilling in the house and doing nothing. That ain't gonna work. I don't want no in the house party. I don't want no Zoom party. I don't want none of that. None of that. I'm grateful. I'm gonna be grateful for 50. Now don't get me wrong. I'm gonna be grateful for 50. But I'm not doing it. I can't even do it. I was looking forward to 50, and I'm still looking forward to turning 50. Let me put it that way. I'm looking forward to turning 50, but I was looking forward to a 50 celebration. I don't know what I want to do, but I knew what I wanted to do. I wanted to get in my car and hit the road and go on a food tour. That was my thing. What I'm not doing via Uber Eats, be like, all right, Grubhub, y'all deliver at this. I'm gonna have all this food delivered. I'm gonna have different. I'm good because everything don't travel well. I had my mouth set for some charred oysters from down in New Orleans, some barbecue from Memphis, chicken from Nashville. I was ready. I had my own little thing up there, run past this little man, just you know, all these different little spots. Now everything probably going still be shut down. I don't know how I feel about that. I don't. I don't know how I feel about that. I'm feeling some kind of way. All of my feelings right now. I'll be all right. Look, I say what I hear y'all all the time. I'll be all right. Right. There you go. I'll be all right. Anyway, no space in August for other birthdays. Signed, all Leos. Really? Really, Jerry, man? I thought we was family by law. I thought we was family. No, this Monique's husband. Yeah. Right. We family by law, man. You going, ain't no room? What? Come on now. That's wrong. He said, no, signed all Leo. My ex-wife was a Leo, too. Ex-wife number two. You're trying to be funny. Ex-wife number two was a Leo, too. So Derek said, count me in whenever. So I know that's right. Man, look, come on, man. We're going to do something. We're going to do something. Man. What? I ain't going to come up with me.